Kevin, another global event for you. You're pretty experienced at them. Your fourth T20, six in total. Still the same sense of excitement and anticipation?
Yeah, definitely. I think, I think when you touched down yesterday, just off the flight from Dubai, you know, you could really get the sense of the excitement building up around the tournament. You know, and it, as a player, you know, they don't get... It doesn't get any better, you know. You got another World Cup, although it is my sixth, you know. And you know, myself, Niler, and Porty have been to all World Cups that we've played in. But you know, this it's just is as big as 2007 for us, anyway. You know, I think as a player playing the World Cup, you know, it doesn't get any bigger.
Yeah, and are you a bit worried about the team's form? Have been a bit mixed up and down. I mean, we beat the West Indies, but losing to Hong Kong and Worcestershire, is any concern, or is it a case it'll be all right in the night?
I think we just got to put a lot of hard work in over the next week or so before our first game. But you know, yeah, of course, those results in Dubai weren't ideal. We just didn't bat well as a unit, and we probably haven't been batting as well as we would have liked in the last probably 4 or 5 weeks. But you know, we're all experienced players, and it just takes one day to get into nick. You know, it's not like we're all out of nick. I think we're all batting pretty well in the nets, and we're all hitting the ball well. But you know, it's just trying to recreate that net atmosphere out in the middle, and try and just bring the good things you're doing well in practice into games.
Of course, yourself, Niall and Paul all played in the Bangladesh Premier League. That must stand you in very good stead.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think to get a tournament like that, an extra 10 games in Bangladesh conditions, you know, it's going to hopefully stand to us come the end of the tournament. But you know, it's just a great opportunity for all the players and the squad as a whole to really stamp our mark on world cricket. You know, I think we were back in 2012. You know, I think we were a little bit off the pace at the start. You know, but hopefully, if we can get through this first qualifying phase, you know, we're going to go into the tournament with six or seven great games under our belts and hopefully a lot of confidence.
Is there a sense of you know, the level of expectations changed now from 2007? You know, we're expected to win games, we're expected to maybe go quite far in the competition.
Yeah, definitely. And I think you know, that's something that's not easy to take, you know, especially coming from a small cricketing nation like Ireland, albeit we've done well in the past over the last 7 or 8 years. It is difficult to kind of shift your mind into that way of thinking. But you know, I think it's something that we have to do. And you know, the team we have available and the players in the squad, you know, we can go all the way. And it's just believing in ourselves and having that self confidence in our own games to go out on the day and really produce our best performance.